The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello everybody. We're back for a look at the midweek internationals, the second lot of World Cup qualifiers. And these ones are pretty interesting, well, for at least two of the sides. England have travelled to Ukraine, of course, in a key game. Republic of Ireland in Austria, that's a make or break one. The other three, not so important. Luxembourg versus Northern Ireland, Macedonia, Scotland and Wales. Serbia, the men who are charged with finding us some winning bets from that lot. Ron Atkinson and Derek McGovern. Good morning, chaps.
Good morning.
We'll start with Ukraine versus England. That's the most important one to us anyway, I guess, who live in England. Ukraine, one of those teams who everyone is lauding at the moment, and you can't really argue with the form of late since the European Championships. They've won a fair few games, beaten Norway, beaten Bulgaria, beaten Poland, Moldova, beaten Montenegro 4-0 in Montenegro, beat Israel 2-0 at home, and they've just beaten San Marino by 9-0. England, of course, drew 1-1 with Ukraine in the European Championships. It was a cast my mind back to a pretty poor game. The man who wins his 100th cap tonight, Frank Lampard, scored that penalty to rescue a point then. This is a kind of a classic qualifying game, Ron. When you think back over the years, there's always one where they have to go away and really dig in and come out with a gutsy result, whether it be a draw or a win. When I spoke to you yesterday, Ron, I was kind of saying, like, when did Ukraine become the Brazil of the 1970s?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I've been looking since then. I've been kind of questioning whether I was right or not. Have they improved that much? Or are we just building them up so we don't feel so bad about ourselves and we don't win there?
Well, when you say we're building them up, I mean, you've just said there, you know, a good run of results.
Yeah.
And since, you know, they had the so-called, the last of their top stars, the Shevchenkos and all that ducking out, and they put people in. And I particularly remember, I can't recall his name, the left-footed boy that plays in there, played up front in the championships last year. Thought was an excellent player, and I believe he's now come to the fore.
Copley Anker or something like that.
Very, very good. He got a great left foot on him. My own gut feeling is, you know, I'm torn between going 1-1 or 2-1 to Ukraine.
Right.
I'd be very surprised if England win it. And obviously with the home games to come, I think a 1-1 draw would be or a draw would be terrific. What give me the odds on the figures? I'm looking at the England team and thinking, if we had a few of the old, like, there was a spell where we used to have to go and play these games to qualify. We played in Poland a lot and things like that. And the Terry Butcher with his head bandaged and all those games come to the fore. But I'm not too sure our defence is good enough now to hang on to that sort of thing. We had the Butchers, the Stuart Pearces and people like that that away from home could dig you out a result against the best.
Yeah, Gary Cahill looks a bit accident prone at times, doesn't he? He's probably your most experienced one, really, isn't he? When you look at the centre backs, obviously the Ashley Cole there, in there as well. But yeah, it doesn't look too sure, does it?
Yeah, I mean, what sort of price would the Ukraine be to win or to win?
7-4. That's the biggest. 7-4 is the biggest price of the two of them. England are the favourites. The draw is the biggest price of the three. Just under 2-1 run for Ukraine to score.
To win.
No, that would be a bet. To win.
Yeah. And what's the price is the draw?
11-5, so just over 2-1.
Yeah. I can't for the life of me understand how England are favourites.
Correct, Ron. That's exactly right. They don't even need to win. They don't want to win. They're not even thinking about victory, England.
Yeah.
If you back England, you're an absolute mug in this fixture.
All right, if we had a Rooney in there who might just turn it on, you know, in a space or something, but I think because the odds will tempt me, and maybe a bit of blind faith, to go for a draw, an England draw, and maybe 1-1. But to use one of Derek's phrases, I wouldn't put anybody off backing Ukraine to win 2-1.
Yeah. Now, the standings, if you're not too sure of these, 15 points England have got, top of the group because of the goal difference, plus 22. Montenegro are next. They've got a plus 7 goal difference, but they've played a game more than England and Ukraine. Ukraine on 14 points, so the plus 15 after that 9-0. So the point obviously gives England a little bit of a cushion, and then they've got the two home games to come against Montenegro and Poland, which, you know, by no means gimmies, but you'd expect them, well, you know, if they need to win, though, do you think expect them to win?
If England come out with something in this game, then you've got to say they're favourites to go to Brazil.
When you think
I'm very torn between a 2-1 Ukraine and a 1-1 draw.
The 2-1 then is 9-1, and the 1-1 is 11-2.
Think I might go the 2-1 because of the odds. I might go the 2-1. Yeah, I think I can't really think that. I think if England do win, it'll be a magnificent result, but I can't fancy it.
You look at the team news that's leaking through at the moment, right? You know, there's talk that Chris Smalling might play at right back because he's a better defender than Kyle Walker. There's talk that James Milner will be coming in to fill in for Danny Welbeck because of his defensive capabilities. We've got Ricky Lambert, our lone striker.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is not an England team that's set up to go for a win, and why would they when a draw will build? They'll kill for a draw right now.
Yeah. And you add into that, you know, what we know about Roy Hodgson, when, you know, his MO when he was in Europe, especially with Fulham, he was fantastic at it, to be fair, wasn't he? He'd set them up, they'd go away to places they shouldn't really get a draw, and they'd come back with a point.
We did that in the last championship.
True.
We managed to scramble through.
Yeah.
Well, at Liverpool, he said, if you can't go for the draw, go for the defeat. I mean, that was his MO at Liverpool. I mean, if you'd have said 6 months ago that Lambert, for such a crucial fixture, would have been England's lone striker, you'd have been laughed at. In fact, if you said it today, I'd still laugh at you. I mean, you know, he's a much better player than I've ever given him credit for, Ricky Lambert, but he ain't a Wayne Rooney. And, you know, it's just, you look at this England team, Ukraine are 2-1. Not to concede a goal. I think that is an absolute knocking bet. I really do, because I just don't see England scoring. They'll camp in their own half, England. That's Hodgson's MO when they need a victory. When they only need a draw, what are you going to be doing? You play about four goalies. In fact, with Joe Hart, you need to. That's the worst bet of all time, England, to win this game. Really is.
It's not often. Just being devil's advocate here, Derek, because I don't necessarily disagree with you too much. But not often England don't score a goal, is it? You know, I'm looking
back.
Yeah, but
it's not often you've got Ricky Lambert as their only striker.
That's a fair point.
Playing for Southampton.
Got the midfielders who can score. You know, the likes of Lampard.
By the way, Ricky Lambert will probably finish up with more goals in his international career than Emelecki, who had 56 international caps.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's
there.
True. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
I'll be honest with you, Derek. I quite like Lambert. When I've watched him, I saw him play against Man City last year, and I thought, I think I may have even said it.
Yeah, you did.
Some of his play reminded me of Teddy Sheringham.
Yeah, someone said that on TV the night run as well, actually. I remember you saying it, and they nicked it.
His movement is intelligent, you know. Mm. He's not quick, and if you ain't quick, you've got to be cunning. And I think he's good at that. And the other thing about him is he's living the dream, isn't he?
Yeah,
you know, it's not a chore for him to have to play for England. It's like a schoolboy dream, really.
Yeah,
and you know, he's at the moment he's turning it into a schoolboy's dream.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, England couldn't win in Poland, and he couldn't win in Montenegro, and Ukraine went there and pulverised a pair of them.
Yeah, when I ran through those results earlier on, I mean, that's my reason for saying, are they that good? Because, all right, you're in, brilliant, the winning games, but, I mean, you look at the opposition, that's the standout result, isn't it, Derek? Because, you know, all right, they won 2-0 in Norway on a friendly. I can't confess to know what the teams were like that night. They won 3-1 in Poland in a World Cup qualifier. Again, you know, decent result. Moldova... Montenegro, that's the one, isn't it? That 4-0 in Montenegro.
Well, 3-1 in Poland is no headache, is it?
I'll tell you what, that's a hell of a result.
Yeah. So, I mean, they do seem to have improved a lot, because they weren't up to much at the European Championships, let's remember. They weren't great, were they?
No, but you've got
better
a new coach
England, they weren't great.
Yeah, you've got a new coach, haven't they? Yeah. You know, he's brought in new players.
They do seem to have improved a lot.
Yeah. It was the last goodbye to someone. The other lad played, didn't he, in the Voronin, and he was playing and Shevchenko.
Yarmolenko might be the other one that you...
He hasn't come on as much as people expected, has he?
No.
Yeah. But, I mean...
7-4 to score, though. That's the other thing. If you think Ukraine are going to score against England, that's the shortest price, 7-4. If you can pick a goal scorer here, I mean, yeah.
Well, my worry there, Lee, is that England will just be camped out in defence, you know.
And you thinking 0-0, are you thinking?
Well, 15-2, 0-0. I wouldn't put anybody off that, other than the fact that I've just tipped it, which is putting everybody off. But Poland, Ukraine not to score. England will kill for a 0-0, and you're getting 2-1, a decent home side, not to concede a goal. Sorry, did I say not to score? I meant not to concede. I think that's a great bet. What we should all be moaning about is the fact that Premier League football has been cancelled for that game on Friday night and all the mug games we had to put up with. No weekend of decent football at all. Yesterday's Sunday was the worst Sunday in a football season I've ever known. But this Sunday promises to be even worse. The only match on Sky is Southampton versus West Ham. I'd prefer yesterday's, in fact. International football, who cares? Just scrap it.
As patriotic nationals do, dearie.
Greg Dyke cares. If he would do if he didn't have this private business meeting that he's got to attend other than going to Ukraine. That's a handy one, that, isn't it? To have a private business meeting instead of the trip to Kiev. So you're going to plump for the 2-1 then, Ron?
I'm going to go 2-1. 9-1 looks a decent bet, mate.
Fair enough. And you're going for the 0-0, 15-2, Derek, or the, you know, not to score.
Ukraine not to concede.
Not to concede a bet. The last time England didn't score a goal was against Italy in that 0-0 draw in the European Championships. So when Italy won on penalties, of course. Before that, you have to look back to Montenegro in the in the qualifiers back in 2010. And the one before that, do you remember this game, guys? In the World Cup, 0-0 against Algeria. Do you remember that game?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That was one of the worst games of all time, wasn't it?
We did well to hold them.
God, Algeria. We drew 0-0 with Algeria. Oh, my word. Austria versus the Republic of Ireland next up. Austria are priced up at 10-11. The draw is 5-2. The Republic of Ireland are priced up at 3-1. Bit of a disaster for the Republic, losing to Sweden the other night. Not altogether surprising. Took the lead through Roy Keane. I think Ron said he would score. He scored 16 international goals now. He's joined a pretty elite group of players who've done that across the world. That means, though, that they're still on 11 points with Austria. Sweden moved up to 14. This is must win for the Republic of Ireland, because they've still got, if you look at the games, they've still got to go to Germany, and they've got Kazakhstan at home. So I mean, getting a result in Germany would be pretty tough. Sweden have got Austria to play and Germany at home, but they got a result against Germany in one of their games. So must win, Derek. That doesn't mean they can win, though, does it, for the Republic?
No, I looked at this fixture, you know, because I've been looking at Austria's results. But okay, it was a poor one against Germany at the weekend, but they put together a decent run of form, and I fancied them to get something from the Germans, but by all accounts they were never at the races. I was going to back Austria in this fixture because I think Republic of Ireland are just going from bad to worse. But the odds, I'm sorry, I'm commanded by the odds. And I think the Republic are 3-1. Yeah, a game, a draw is neither use nor ornament to either side. I've just got a sneaking fancy, Republic will throw caution to the wind, because they've got to, even under this safety first manager. They've got to win. And a 3-1. I think that's overpriced, That's overpriced.
Right, how difficult is it for an international manager like Trapattoni, as good as he can be, to change the mindset of the players, to go from a kind of containing game to an all-out
attack? It's not necessarily the mindset, It's what players you've got under you. If Trapattoni had flying wingers and a great centre-forward, then he wouldn't be saying to everybody behind the ball.
Yeah.
He'd be... but you can only work with what you've got. Mm. He's worked in Austria. He knows Austrian football very well. I think, sometimes you say a draw is no good to either side, but sometimes that's the inevitable. I got a feeling, I don't think the Republic can win it, but I think they're capable of going there and digging out for a draw,
Yeah. There's a player for Austria called David Alaba, who plays for Bayern Munich. I think he scored for them already this season. 7-2 to score any time. Scored a couple of goals for Austria recently. Scored in the game against Sweden when they won 2-1 on penalties as well. By the way, the goal he scored for Bayern was a penalty. Scored in the 90th minute in the 2-2 draw at in the Republic. So bit of form against them as well. Scored in the 6-0 win over the Faroe Islands and in the 4-0 win over Kazakhstan. So up to the Germany game, he scored 4-4 for Austria. So it might be worth a look at 7-2. He's obviously
definitely a
talented player. Let's have a look at Luxembourg versus Northern Ireland. The prices, 13-5 the price for Luxembourg to win this game at home. 23-10 the draw. Northern Ireland 11-10. Northern Ireland were putting in one of their classic performances, about to make everyone look mugs. 2-1 up. Portugal down to 10 men, and then everything went a bit wrong. Chris Brunt had a bit of a red mist came over him. Something happened, Eric. Two-footed challenge, and it all started to go south from there. Lost 4-2 in the end. Still come away with that with a bit of credit, obviously, because it is Portugal.
Yeah.
But then this is the kind of game that they frequently go away and do terrible in. I mean, Luxembourg drew 1-1 with them.
That's
in
right.
Northern Ireland, didn't they? Yeah. The 87th minute leveller from Luxembourg. And to be fair to Luxembourg, I'm not saying they're turning into to Spain, but they're getting better results. So we're beating 4-1 by Russia, but they beat Lithuania 2-1 in a friendly before that. They've had a few draws. They drew with Azerbaijan. They drew with them again. Drew with Armenia. I'm not saying these are great teams, but how are they at a similar level to Northern Ireland, I guess, is my question, Derek.
Well, it's an interesting point because the days have gone when, you know, you bracketed Luxembourg with San Marino, isn't it? You know, Luxembourg, they'll get beat 7-0. They don't anymore. They've had one or two creditable results, and I don't know how, because who's ever heard of any Luxembourg players? I don't know how it happens.
Mm.
And Northern Ireland, we said it on Friday before the weekend bulletin, Lee. They decide that, you know, when they're playing the top teams, they turn it on. But when it's these kind of games that you think, God, how have they only drawn there?
Mm.
I look at the 11-10 Northern Ireland, I'm thinking, yeah, it's Luxembourg. Come on, how can they not win? But it's Northern Ireland. It's a, God, Lee. I mean, it's a game with nothing at stake as well, isn't it? You know, it's. But a gun to the head, I'd go for Northern Ireland. But I take your point, Luxembourg, and not the pushovers they once were.
No, and the standings in the group, by the way, Northern Ireland are fourth with 6 points, 6 points below Israel in third. Then you've got Azerbaijan on 5 and Luxembourg on 3. So you really, it's really all about the wooden spoon, really, from here on in. A few changes as well. Dean Shields is drafted into the Northern Ireland squad. He's cover for Kyle Lafferty because he's suspended, and Chris Brunt, of course, who were sent off. So, I mean, they've lost two of the better players. And there's big doubts over Jamie Ward and Shane Ferguson. So, I mean, you know, as usual, Ron, it always seems to be the case with Northern Ireland. The best players aren't exactly household names. And then when they have to bring the second string in, they're from the lower levels of English football, usually.
Yeah.
You know, what do you think? I was just saying to Derek then, you know, Luxembourg have improved. They can get results, and they've got, they beat Macedonia at home in 2012, beat Lithuania. Northern Ireland's away form, one win since February 2009 away at Slovenia. That was in a qualifier.
Doesn't exactly fill you with confidence, whoever they're playing, does it?
No.
And to me, it looks like one of them toss-up jobs. What's the prices?
Luxembourg are 13-5, so that's the biggest price. 23-10 the draw, and Northern Ireland 11-10.
You know, I'd go for Luxembourg, me.
Yeah.
I'd go for it. The odds would persuade. I mean, you really can't. You really can't be sort of talking about Ireland going anywhere and winning, really, can you, with any degree of confidence?
Not really, no.
But this is a side, by the way, that could have beaten Portugal with a look at it gone their way at the weekend. They should
Something
be capable
happens
of going.
To them, though.
You know what? He was one of the great Bulgarian midfield players.
Should have.
Could have.
Should have.
And
should
his
have.
Two mates could have, should have, and would have. And then they had him behind the front two, if only.
the Bulgarian fella with three testicles, Eugene Nikopolikov.
No, it's just, that would have to be a fun bet, wouldn't it? And you might as well take the biggest odds and go for a Luxembourg win in a game, which they must have a chance.
Yes, they should. They should go and win it, shouldn't they? It's fair enough. But
they must have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah, a chance, yeah. That's probably about all I've got, isn't it? Macedonia take on Scotland. This is in Group A. Macedonia are priced up at 5-4, 11-5 the draw. Scotland are priced up at 23-10. Macedonia on 7 points, Wales on 6 points, Scotland on 5 points. So Scotland really needs some results just to get themselves off the bottom of the table.
Macedonia got 10.
Macedonia got 7. So that, I mean, the group's over. Croatia on 17, Belgium on 22. So yeah, it's all. This is just about. Yeah. I mean, I think you can maybe get some extra ranking points and all that sort of stuff.
I mean, the one thing that sticks in your mind is Scotland going to Croatia and winning.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah,
and they played all right against England, but and then they get beat again against a very good Belgium side. Once again, I mean, I'd have to go with Macedonia. The more I look at it, I'd have to go with. It's in Macedonia, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'd have to, although they've been out in Croatia and won, which puts a little bit of a dampener or a little bit of a block on your thinking. I'd still have to go for Macedonia.
Yeah, yeah, they've won their last two games: 2-0 against Bulgaria, 2-1 against Wales. A player called Trakowski has scored in both those games. Late goals as well. Scored about 5 minutes before full time and 10 minutes before full time against Wales. In that game,
they've probably got the only player on the field that's got any sort of ranking, and they're in Pandev.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know, so I've got to go for them. I've got to go for them. Yeah. Got to go for Macedonia.
I watched the game against Wales on Friday, whenever it was, and I was I went for Macedonia. I thought they were good bets to beat Wales, but I was disappointed in them. You know, I thought Wales dominated for long periods. Mm. And Scotland and Wales is level. Well, there ain't that much in it, is there, when Bale isn't playing. I've got a sneaking fancy for Scotland here, you know. No disgrace in losing to Belgium. That was a nailed-on result. And, you know, that England performance, although albeit a friendly, sticks in the mind. The Croatia result. A game with nothing at stake against the Macedonia side that is no great shakes. I'm going to go for the Scots here, and you won't hear me say that often.
Certainly not.
Never heard you say it before.
No, I don't think that's the first time. Wales versus Serbia is the final game that we shall look at. 7:45 on Tuesday night. Wales are priced up at 15-8. It's 21-10 the draw. Serbia 8-5. This one's in Group A as well, of course. Serbia, as I said, was on 8 points. Wales on 6. So neither team can muscle in on Croatia or Belgium. What about the stories away from the game the other day for Wales? The fans coming on the pitch to give Gareth Bale a hug after Chris Coleman didn't think it was right to play him. And Chris Coleman himself missing the plane because he'd lost his passport. Ever done that one, Ron, as a manager?
No.
Good, is it, that?
No.
Yes, I can imagine your players do that a lot. You know, you're like trying to get your players to the airport and everything, and get them all organised on the team bus.
Yeah, but you see, what always puzzles me is, at all the clubs have it, the club always had copy passports.
Right, okay.
So, you know, and I would have thought at international level that would have happened anyway.
Yeah. Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Of that.
Two things. Will Bale play?
No.
And the other thing is, if he's not playing, is he a sponsor's trip? Because most of the pictures of the Welsh game were of him on the touchline with a Vauxhall bib on. And I just won't mind. You think, well, if he's not got no chance of playing, is he there as a sponsor's thing?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, I'd probably fancy Wales to win it. I mean, they'll have a go. Serbia are nothing like they've been over the years, have they? You know, they don't seem to. I'm just trying to think. I mean, I keep referring to the fact that when he's fit, they play Zigic. But Wales, yeah, I'd go for a Welsh win.
Yeah, I would as well. I mean, Serbia, they had their sort of cup final, if you like, at the weekend, didn't they?
Yeah, against Croatia.
Against Croatia.
They drew 1-1, didn't they?
Yeah, and you think, well, after a game like that, they've got to go to Wales and, you know, nothing at stake. I don't really think they're going to be that much up for it. I really don't. Yeah, and Wales, you know, they are putting together something, aren't you? You know, normally you just think Wales never qualify for anything. But, and, you know, they're not going to qualify for this one, don't get me wrong. But there's something there, there's just something about Wales. You've seen a couple of their performances and you think, yeah, he's getting something right there, Coleman. Mm. Apart from turning up at the airport with a passport.
Apart from his passport issues.
Apart from his transport plans, yeah. I'm going to go for Wales here. I think they'll win.
I think I'll go for Wales.
Still got a few good players in that. I mean, Nastasic, Kolarov, Ivanovic, Subotic, Matic. A few decent players in that.
Ronic.
So there's some decent players in there. Just don't seem to get it done often, Serbia. That'll do us, chaps. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We'll reconvene for the recommencement of the Premier League at the weekend.
Can't wait, mate.
Cheers, Ron. Thanks, Derek.
Okay. All right, then.
Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.